The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hello, is this on? It's Joe Piscopo, live from New York. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, how now, brown cow? Hey, good morning, we're downtown, we're in the studio 606 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joey Sebilia, Al Gattulo, Kara is here, yay, Debbie on the roads, and Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on a Monday morning, 606, came on down, Uber driver, boom, shows right up, Lyft driver, I have to give credit where it's due, Lyft driver is great, came in, mask, no mask, I'm confused, man, he wore a mask. He goes, you vaccinated? I go, twice, pal, twice I'm vaccinated. He goes, come on in. I said, great. I think we're just going to bypass the floundering of the United States government and the CDC. What is going on? Does anyone know? No, but we'll be careful, but onward and forward. It's nice to see little by little. I could see as I came down the FDR Drive from Midtown, right? And I see the Brooklyn Bridge in all her glory, man, right there. Just beautiful, architecturally beautiful. And then I look through the buildings, and what do I see in the distance? The Freedom Tower. And that's where I'm going down to Wall Street, you know. I see the Freedom Tower, and I say, you know what, we're back. And they're trying to take we're back away. I think they really are. It's like, no, we're not so back, because now there's a variant. And listen, I ain't playing with it. I'm wearing the mask when I have to. I'm taking any drug they tell me to take. You know, I'm being very, very careful. I still take all my antioxidants, you know, to fight off any possible variant like that. But I think we're going to be okay. And something tells me everything is political. Do you sense that? And I got to shave. Darren Porcher is on the show. And Darren, I know, last time I talked to him, I said, come into the studio. He'll be dressed to the nines. You know that. Oh, yes, he will. So I want to make sure I shave. I got my suit and tie on for Dr. Porcher. We want to be respectful. You know, we got a great show. Janice Dean on the show. We have such a love for Janice Dean and respect. She's a great meteorologist. She really is. And always pinpoints weather exactly the way it is and what's coming up. Predicts weather across the country on Fox News. She's a senior meteorologist over there. Husband's a firefighter. Great gal. Great New Yorker. And then you heard that there will be no... this comes from they call it the Biden administration, but really? Come on. Really? They call it the Susan Rice administration, the Ron Klayman administration. Matter of fact, that's the way we should refer to this administration. The Klayman administration. And now, but it's not funny because they're not going to investigate the nursing home deaths during the pandemic. And Janice, you know, lost her in-laws. You know the story. And no matter who you blame, whether it's Governor Cuomo, I know Governor Murphy, we lost so many in New Jersey, too. But but it's different in New York the way it happened. And the feds are not investigating. Now, the FBI still is investigating Governor Cuomo. OK, that's out of New York. But the Department of Justice is not. Explain that to me. I have no idea, because it's not the FBI, the Department of Justice. Maybe they thought that Governor Cuomo was being investigated in New York, so they don't have to do a double investigation. Whatever it is, if it was Donald Trump, they'd have 7 investigations on this, you know. So, and not to make light of it at all, because it's a
this everything is political, what's coming out of it. This is the guy, and it wasn't Joe Biden. Was like, he represents Ron Klayman and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama and everybody who's running the country. So they represent that. Oh, we're going to bring the country together. And there's been such a divide, you know, in the country. And they're using the Department of Justice as a political hit team, is what Merrick Garland is. And Merrick Garland, don't get be fooled. And I'm glad the guy didn't make it to the Supreme Court, because the AG, the Attorney General, am I right? He looks like a little sheepish guy, you know. This guy Blinken too, the Secretary of State. Man, they are just running this country into the ground. I think, my opinion, and forgive me, but that's what I'm thinking, you know. And now they're using the DOJ, and this Merrick Garland, he's like the Godfather, man. He's hitting everybody who doesn't go along with this Klayman administration. Joe Borelli's with us as well. We'll see what's going on in the craziness that's going on in New York, the lack of law and order. But we continue onward and forward. We're going to make it through. Darren Porcher is with us, and we're going to see exactly what's going on in New York, and we want to come to a solution. This is what I was thinking over the weekend. Everybody rails about it. Everybody yells about it. And I get excited on the radio. I rant and I go, this is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. Why isn't that happening? You know what? Everybody's got to put their money where their mouth is. You know what I'm saying? If the Biden administration, forgive me, whatever the administration it is, if they're going to say, oh, there's racist, you're all racist. This is the mantra of the Democratic Party right now. You are all racist. That should be the bumper sticker. You know, vote Democrat, you're a racist. You know, but they don't go in and help out the people of color. And I'm shaking my head, putting my hands up, going, why aren't you where all the crime is over the weekend? We'll get the stats for over the weekend. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. They don't care. They don't care. They use people of color, the Democrats. I was a Democrat most of my life. And we always went and we always helped those in need. And I keep talking about Senator Bill Bradley. I keep talking about Frank Lautenberg. Oh, Frank Lautenberg, he was not this, he was that. Now, Frank was a good guy from Paterson, New Jersey, you know? And they fought for the people. Now, it's not like that anymore. It's like, why don't the Democrats help out the folks of color? But, oh, we'll put them in the cabinet position. We'll have them do a poem at an inauguration. It's time to step up. And Dr. Porcher and I, we're going to come up with a solution. That's why we went to Newark. That's why we're going back to Newark. We're doing some great things I'm dying to tell you about. I'm so excited to tell you about, with some really cool people. And we're gonna put our money where our mouth is. And we're going to go in and we're going to help, areas that are stressed. Hey, Andrew McCarthy, love when Mr. McCarthy's on the show. Contributing editor at National Review, fellow at the National Review Institute, Mr. McCarthy from Fox News, of course, and former chief assistant U.S. attorney. We're going to see about what happened with the whole nursing home situation dropped by the feds, and what's going on with the vaccines. Is this administration undermining the public and our confidence? Russ Salzberg, great guy. Russ is a great guy. And as you listen around the country, more and more people are listening to AM970TheAnswer.com. We're streaming around the country. They listen to Russ. Does he really talk like that? He does. He is New York. He's the best of New York, actually, Russ is. And he's a great guy. And Tom Holman, here's a man fighting for you and I. And I don't understand how, at the border, you know, former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, you might know them as ICE. And how, if there's a spike, and there's a variant, and there's the virus, do you know we're letting in thousands of people with the virus? Can the press please report this? Are we dumb or not? They're letting in people with the virus. You know me, I'm a bleeding heart, forgive me, and I go... Look, let the people in, let this guy in, if they do it legally like my grandparents did, I understand it. Oh, let's talk about the dreamers, let's talk about it. But don't let people in this country illegally, number one, after what I saw, how my grandparents had a fight to get into this country. Oh, let anybody in, number one. Number two, they're putting them in I think by McClellan, Texas, and they're putting in into holding areas, and then they're putting them on buses. And the buses go all around the country, and they have the virus. There's a percentage, and Tom Holman will break it down for us, They've got the virus and they're going around and there's a spike. Gee, why? Imagine if this was anybody else than Ron Klyman and Susan Rice and Michelle Obama running the country. Imagine if it was anybody else in the Oval Office. Imagine that. What would be the story every single day ad nauseum? And they won't even touch it. And that's why I talk to you honestly, because I love you. I love you, and I'm going to be honest with you, you know? We got a lot to get into, 614. I am emboldened, and thanks for being with me last night. It's great. I love the opportunity. It was a crazy show last night, you know, in New York. It was just like off the cuff, and we just had a lot of fun. And thank you for the great calls. You could always call here, 2877-970-2999. But as I was at a family gathering, the whole family was there, and I had to be down the shore, and I went down the shore. I fought that traffic coming up the Garden State Parkway. My goodness gracious. They don't care. And it's unnecessary. Why tolls? The tolls are there supposedly to better the roads. That is a false narrative. That's fake news. The tolls are there to pay the bureaucracy that runs the Garden State Parkway. The Garden State Parkway, to me, by the way, one of the great, most beautiful roadways ever anywhere. Especially if you go down right before you get to Atlantic City. You see how beautiful it is down there? And even I remember as a kid coming out of Bloomfield, New Jersey, exit 145. We'd get on at 145. You know, we go down Bloomfield Avenue and we kick in. I remember onto the Garden State Parkway. And then once you got past all the areas and the cities and everything, and you got down, and I remember seeing all the green, thinking, wow, look how beautiful this roadway is. And I, with my father and my mother and my sister, my brother, you know, we'd go, and it was great. And to this day, it's beautiful. But they keep raising the tolls. They don't have any traffic flow, and it's constantly jammed, the Garden State Parkway. So I got stuck in that yesterday. By the grace of God, I made it up, you know. And then I told the story yesterday. Forgive me, 616. I got to tell the guys, this was great. I'll appreciate this. So I pull up. I got to get gas because I like paying $4 a gallon. And I got to get gas on the parkway because I'm rushing. So my whole weekend was so nuts that I grabbed it while I can. So I looked at there was a rest stop, and I saw, oh, the gas station, there's a gas pump that's open. So I ran over there real quick. And again, we do not pump our own gas in New Jersey, and I like that. I don't want to have to get out of the car. So I'm there. There's a guy running around. Forgive me if you were listening last night and you heard this, but I'm so amazed at this. There was a guy running around, and he's working every car. And he's now. This is the we'll say the Biden era, for lack of a better phrase. But this is where nobody works, where everybody gets everything for free. There's no work ethic. You can't find people. It's an absolute disarray of government. It's the worst how a government should run is what we're living through right now. And no, I'm watching this guy work one car, next car. Other car. Cars are pulling in. Comes to me. Boom. Pops my car. What do you mean? Hey, fill it up. 87, please. Boom, 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 boom. I've never seen a guy work so hard. So I said, look at this guy. And I'm tracking him now. Now I'm going to work Sunday nights, too. I like to work. You know, I appreciate when I appreciate I'm working, you know. People my age aren't even working, for crying out loud. You know that. So I go. The guy comes to me. And he comes over. And I look at him just for a second, and he's quick, and he gives me the card and the receipt, and he goes, thank you, sir, like that. And I go, you know what? And I held him I took a few bucks out of my pocket. I did. I had to. And I said, you know what? You're the hardest working guy I've seen. I said, God bless you. I watch you. I can't believe how hard you're working, especially nowadays. Thank you. Here, go buy yourself a beer, my friend. He was stunned. He goes, whoa. Thank you. I said, you're doing a great job, my friend. Keep it up like that. He goes, thank you. Thank you for telling me that, man. And it was a beautiful exchange, simple as it is. And to me, when I tell you how great this country is, there it was, right there, in that little quick 10, 20 seconds of exchange. And he so appreciated it, you know. And yes, I tipped him large. Because you know what? He deserved it. I'm playing $4 a gallon now, thanks to this nonsense going on in Washington. And then before we break, I got to tell you. So now, I should have eaten my mother's eggplant, and I didn't. I'm going to be in trouble now. Mom, Joseph, I made an eggplant. I didn't eat the eggplant. I'm running around like a mamaluke. I'm running all over the place, you know, to the point where I didn't even make church yesterday. I didn't even make church. I told you this yesterday, too. Yeah, and I saw a random priest walking around with the collar. Father, yes, is something wrong? Well, I missed Mass tonight. Can you absolve me? I asked the guy. And he gives me the sign of the cross with the two fingers with the thumb out. So that's a serious sign of the cross. Da-da, boom, 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 boom. And I take my hat off and make the sign of the cross. And I didn't tip him. I should have dropped a couple of bucks. I should get paid, Father. Thanks.
For a collection.
Here's a little seed note. Take it. Go ahead, Father. Thank you for exactly what I should have done. I didn't. But then, and you can bring Debbie in. And Joe, good morning. Great to see you guys. Great to see you, Albert. How are you? And Debbie, great to have you with us always.
Thanks.
And Kara's here too. So this is what. So I didn't eat. So now I'm starving. Now I'm on the Garden State Parkway and we're stopped. I'm not going to a rest stop because I stopped where I got the gas. I stopped. The line was so long. It's so crowded now. So I go to Grubhub. You know what that is? Where you go online, you order your food online. It's Grubhub. And I have it delivered to where I'm going, the radio station across town. So, So I ordered a Grubhub. I had to order sushi. Now, my mother knows I got sushi and didn't have the eggplant. I'm thinking, I'm in trouble now. Well, you know, I think I gave the wrong address to the sushi person. They kept calling me back. Listen to me. I'm telling you. There is hope in this world. They kept talking to me back. And I don't want to do the accent because I don't know what the accent was. And it's going to sound racist if I do it on the air. But it was very fast. It was very loud. I couldn't understand it. All I got out of it, where are you? And I go, that's all I got out of it. Where are you? That's all I could hear. And I didn't know. And I thought, what the hell happened?
You didn't want to do the accent, but you did the accent.
I can do it on our show. I didn't do it at the other on the station. And it was so quick. And it was like, and I'm going like, I'm sorry. Where? So I tell you, he goes, where's the guy? The guy, and he goes, so don't you know, I get out. I park the car, I get out. I'm at the other station, and I get out. There's the guy on a bike with my sushi.
No.
Waiting. The guy could not speak a word of English. And I went over to him, and I went, is that sushi? And then he did, you know, he said, the poor guy, I don't even know what, I really don't know what kind of accent it was.
But
he goes, sushi! Sushi, he kept saying, sushi, yeah, like that. And I'm going like, thank you. I took out another large bill. And you know what I did? I did the international, and I didn't know what to say because he didn't understand a word of English. The international, thank you. I put my hand to my chest. I think it's Middle Eastern. I put my hand to my chest and my heart, and I bowed. And I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that. He understood. He understood that, and he understood the tip. So it was, that's an international language. Here, take this. So I am emboldened. Gas, sushi. Now we're on the radio. We're all working here for you. It's not as bad as you hear out there, right? So we're gonna. That emboldened me. I'm telling you, there are great people out there, and they're working hard every single day, like you, Miss Duhame. Good weekend, Debbie, for you.
Yes, I went to a party on Saturday. Ooh. It was really fun. Got together with friends I've known forever, and it was just so much fun, getting together. Because, nice. You don't get to see everybody all the time, right?
And it's so true, and they're trying to kind of say you can't see each other again. They're going to start that. We're all getting together. Wear the mask. Get the vaccine. Be safe, but we're all going to get together. Debbie's on the road, 622 on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Glad you made it safely. Let's see what's happening right now as we take a ride to the FDR Drive northbound in the 100s. It's an accident. It's kind of busy at the Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx, but a stalled vehicle was cleared. Eastbound side of the LIE by the BQE, it's a collision. Westbound LIE moving slowly right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 287 South at 440 in Edison. It's a motorcycle accident. Looks like a fatality involved here. Only one lane getting by with an ongoing investigation on 287 South at 440. Truck Route 109 northbound just reopened at Central Ave and Kearney. That earlier fatal accident involving a person on a bicycle, that was just cleared. We're seeing some volume building out toward the Holland 10 to 15. Lincoln's okay. GWB only 5 minutes getting into town. Partly cloudy today. High of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow towels, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offered offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. You heard right, $39.99 with the promo code AM970. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Sibelia. Let me tell you about that Tunnel to Towers. I'm going to tell you about, we're all just catching up in the studio here. Joe Piscopo on the radio, live from New York. We are downtown at the studios, a beautiful, beautiful building, beautiful offices, and we are here at AM 970, The Answer. And it's a block away from where 9/11 occurred. It's a block away. We're right there from ground zero, you know. And that's why I love when I tell you about the Tunnel to Towers and how they're honoring America's heroes that we have seen and lived firsthand, how these heroes have put their lives on the line. They're willing to die for you and me. Well, to mark 20 years since 9/11 already, Tunnel to Towers is supporting our nation's heroes and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes, 200 mortgage-free homes. So you could bring stability to 200 Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and smart homes to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. And to honor the fallen, the foundation's chairman, CEO, and CEO, Frank Siller, our buddy, he's walking. He's going to be walking. He's going to start walking any day. Yeah, in a couple of days in August, he's going to walk from, believe it or not, the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. He'll walk more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, culminating at ground zero in 9/11. Towers of light will shine brilliantly at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance again this year, thanks to your support. So we ask you respectfully to honor our vow, never to forget, never forget. All right, do good by donating $11 a month. That's all it is. It's so easy. If you go online at t2t.org, just do that. We'd love if you did do more if you can, but $11 a month is all we're asking. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. And thank you for helping the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
I like it, Al. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
This is modern music.
Oh, modern. How dare you play
Steely
modern
Dan.
Music?
Do it again.
Which is a great all-time classic. This, with the tremolo, like yeah. This. You know, good choice. Thanks. This is great, yeah. What is this, 1980-something?
No, 70s.
70s! Oh, these kids today, you weren't even born yet. Steely Dan. I love it. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Al Gattulo is here. Joe Sibelia is here. Kara Fasaro is here. And Kara working the phones?
Yes, Kara's doing double duty. Charlie's on vacation.
She is always great and doing such a great job, Kara. We appreciate it. And Debbie Duhaime with us. So this. And there's a lot to get into, and we'll get into it all. But I couldn't wait to talk about this. Kara will like this, yeah. So I think I'm hiring, and we'll see. We'll see if it works out. I check with my accountant if I could afford it or not. I need an assistant. You know that. My life is nuts. And Big Mike became a police officer right. And is just serving the community in such a stellar fashion. We're so proud of Big Mike, my boy. I feel like he's my kid. And a shout out to his wonderful parents who've done such a great job with this kid. And then my other assistant died. Rest her soul. Beautiful Mo. Everybody loved Mo, including me. And she passed away sadly. We don't even know what it was. She just passed away.
Right.
Whatever. It's just suddenly and whatever. So then, like, for a year, I've just been, like, you know, wandering around aimlessly, doing everything myself. I like talking to people. When they call, Joe, can you do this? I like it. It's getting too much now. And it's all good, but it's getting too much. So I got one gal I met to come over and help me with the house a little bit. So I talk to her. I start talking to her, and she comes over unexpectedly on Saturday, right before I ran down the shore. And she came over, and a great kid, and I said, let's sit and let's talk. I said, what do you do? She's doing this job. That. I said, why don't you just come work for me? I'll talk to my people. I'm being very honest. It's 6 o'clock and 6:30 in the morning, and this is our intimate hour. So, and I let you in. You're part of the radio family. If you're part of the radio family, you're part of my family, and I respect you. So we're gossiping around the kitchen table in the morning, all right? So pour yourself an espresso. Everything. So she's going, now she tells me a story. And I say, can I tell the story on the air? And she said, yeah, no one's listening like that. She's a great kid. So I go, this is what she told. She was working for a lady. And I go, and you know me, I always protect confidences. She's working with a lady. And I don't know how to couch this carefully. Al, you got to help me out here.
Yeah.
So she's working with a lady. The lady's like 81. She's got a crush on a guy, 61. Mm. Right? Her husband just died. Lady's husband just died. Mm. Listen to me. So, and like just died. And she's hitting on the 61-year-old, oh. You know, and the 81-year-old, she's in a walker. She's in a walker. Oh, it's a great, and she's hitting on and being kind of, you know, aggressive.
Assertive.
And so the poor guy, 61, want to be respectful. So, you know, thank you, but I.
You're
you
a
know,
little old for me.
I, you know, I'm saying like that.
The walker.
I got a girl for Sibelia.
I know. Send her my girl. Way, yeah. Please. I like a walker. That's a turn on.
What do you think, Karen?
I mean,
come on.
Man. Karen knows. Oh, she's shaking her head. She's shaking her head.
There's a problem, though. She's not going to be able to get up to your apartment.
Yeah, well, I do have an elevator, so she can.
Oh. And that guy downstairs is going to get very upset with the right. Thum, blink, thum.
I'm reasonable. You're reasonable.
So she's telling me the story, and I'm saying, I said, when? So the lady's like hitting on the 61-year-old? She goes, oh, yeah, she was so, and I was cracking up. I said, I got to say this on the air because Joe Sibelia likes older women. I said, man, she's rich. She's a rich gal.
Blue hair?
Yeah.
I like a girl with blue hair.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure she'll pick any color. Please. Yeah. I would love to.
Put on the ascot, you know, I got the whole thing.
So she told me, is it? I think I got a gal for Sibelia. Joe likes older women.
Now, does it have to, the walker has to have the tennis balls, though. That is what seals the deal right there.
It's true, though, the tennis balls
And it keeps
important.
It quiet for the neighbor.
Tennis balls are important on those. Yeah. Unless you got the one with the wheels. My father-in-law has the one with the wheels, with the brake and the seat and the whole thing.
Well, is there a stand-up walker?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he needs it to guide himself to,
no, but
you know,
isn't there one that, you know, where it's kind of.
They have one that fully stands. It's new, but I don't know. I mean, it's 6:30.
Very well-versed in your walkers.
Yeah, I mean, we're
wow.
I'm old.
A wheelchair, now that's just over the moon. Yeah.
Have you seen the new model? It's like people talking about cars at the diner. Hey, did you see the new Ford? Did you see the new walker? It's completely, you stand up, complete. It's fantastic. Got a drink holder. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think
my cell phone in there.
I put all my stuff in the front, so I'll get her number, Joe, with your permission.
Please do, yes, please.
The poor girl.
Elgin 5.
I need all the help I can get. Yeah, especially after this week, and my mother is trying to talk me up to the bartender. She says, why don't you ask this girl out? I said, well, I think you just killed my chance right there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Joe, you're the best. I thought about you immediately.
Thank you.
I'll do my own. I don't think I'm watching out for you on weekend.
I know you are. You're my godfather.
Yeah. The godfather. It's me, the godfather.
Joe's elderly looking for you. That's good.
Yes, I like it.
I couldn't resist. Hey, also, 6:30, I was in the studio Friday after we went off the air, and I went in the studio with Michael and with Anthony Crizon from Spin Doctors,
right.
Who's producing, and a guy, and I kicked myself, and I don't get the last name. His name is Tommy. He mixed this Hulu Paul McCartney. He was there. He was there when they shot that Paul McCartney, this great thing everybody's talking about where McCartney's talking. And who's the gentleman he's talking to? I should know all these, and I don't. But it's a great, great Hulu and this kind of presentation. And this guy actually mixed that sound. And it was during the pandemic that they shot it. Everybody was, they were also tested immediately and tested again every single day. And McCartney came. He said Paul McCartney was just incredibly wonderful, warm, and great. So that's the guy that mixed Michael's final mix. And I'm listening. They add this. They put this in. And it might, then they go like this. And this is way inside, so forgive me, but Al will appreciate this. There was the there was a great beat at the end of one song. And I'll play it for you when I get it. I don't want to release it until I'm allowed to. But it goes ding, chicka, ding, chicka, ding, ding, and you know, the guitar chord. So Anthony Crizon goes, you need a little something there. What do you, Mike, can you play a little like Third Stone from the Sun? He goes like this. Could you play a little Hendrix riff like that? So Michael, in the studio, he doesn't go in the studio itself.
Right.
He goes right off the board, right next to the board. With the, they punch the guitar into the board. Michael does this incredible riff of like a Hendrix type of kind of riff, you know?
Cool.
And it was sounding, and you know what they did? They reversed it. They reversed it.
Oh,
they
played it. Nice.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So now, in my day, they would literally have to take the tape up, and Jimi Hendrix day, they would flip the tape, and they play it backwards. Paul is dead. The Beatles did it, and Hendrix was right at the forefront with an engineer named Eddie Kramer. So now, all they did, they electronically flipped it. It's out. I'm so excited to play it for you.
Cool.
And you know, grace of God, we'll get it to you soon.
I have a quick question for you. I know that they're doing this whole recall thing with Governor Newsom and, you know, Larry Elder's in.
Go, Larry, go.
All this, you know. They're having a debate, I guess, in September, right? They're having this debate.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know.
I believe it's September. It's right before, or maybe it's late August. It's right before the vote. And apparently, Caitlyn Jenner is not going to be there. Apparently, Caitlyn Jenner is going to be in Australia when this goes on. Now, apparently she said, you know, unlike some politicians, I honor my contracts. But I would think this is a little important if you're planning on running for governor, right? Like, wouldn't you want to be there?
You know, I did you see Larry's numbers?
Yes.
They're formidable.
I think Larry, above and beyond, if they decide to actually have the recall vote, I think Larry is the guy who's going to win
now. So I'm thinking, and I don't know why, and Jen Kearns, and we have our California folks, Jen Kearns and Tom Del Beccaro.
Right.
I'm telling you, it looks like Jen Kearns had said about Caitlyn. I don't know that they're embracing her as because politically there's a political correctness about bringing Caitlyn in, and that's great. But I don't think she's resonating.
I think she was the flavor of the month when she first said yes, I'm going to do this, and now that there are other people there,
Larry understands.
Well, the dynamic of California probably better than anybody from the Republican
standpoint. Larry Elder is the real deal.
Yeah. And by the way, on the cover of the post there, they got a picture of Jennifer Lopez, who is 52, yesterday or over the weekend or whatever. I mean, she posted a picture of herself the other day on Twitter about what to do for her birthday party.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not the biggest J-Lo fan in the world, but the vitriol from people that were hating on her because she posted a picture of herself in a bikini. I mean, people, get a life. Who cares?
They were upset that Jennifer did that?
Upset. One woman's like, you shouldn't be out with Ben Affleck. You should be with your kids on your birthday. What business is it of yours?
Yeah, well.
I mean, enough already. So she wanted to post a picture of it. First of all, if I had a body like that at 52, you know, I mean, I'd be posting it all over the place.
I'd marry you, pal.
But I'm just saying, as a guy, if I had a body like that, I mean, my goodness. Enough already. Who cares?
It's so true. Well, you're well said. Hey, Joe on the radio, there is, believe it or not, news. And we're just riffing in the morning because we're just catching up on a summer Monday coming toward the end of July as we go into August. And I don't even want to start. Four shot in New York City Sunday, one fatally. Chicago violence, 10 dead, 65 shot amid a bloody weekend. Do you hear the words coming across the airwaves from your pal Joe on the radio? I'm speechless. I am just speechless. What? How does this go by the news media? How does it just go by? They will not. They'll do something that's positive about this administration. They won't talk about the border where the virus is coming across the border. We're going to deal with you straight on the radio here. And believe me, I've had it with all the political parties. I'm done. I don't put my faith here, put my faith there. I don't trust anybody anymore. Anybody. I got news for you. Not the Republicans, not the Democrats. We are on our own. And now you see, but it's the press's responsibility to reach out to the most vulnerable in our society. Isn't that what we were taught as kids? I was what I was taught in the Catholic Church, you know, what Jesus would have done. No, I mean, no matter what your religion is. Chicago violence, 10 dead, 65 shot. Where in the name of God is the news media? This is a pandemic, and Darren Porcher is coming in to the studio live, and he's going to talk about that. And I'm tired of talking about you. What do? You got to go in. You got to do something. So, and like I said, we're going to go do the Columbus Day and celebrate the Italian Americans. They took down not one, not two, but three Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago. Yet and there's no upset about 10 dead, 65 shot over the weekend, and not to mention what happened in New York. So when we lost a sheriff, I think, in Vancouver, rest in peace, sheriff's deputy, actually, fatally shot. So we'll get into it. There's enough bad news, but that's why we deviate and like to tell you the silly stuff, because it could just really depress you. But onward and forward, we are on our own, and in the name of God Almighty, we will get there. 6:39. Al's right across from me here with our little plexiglass. We're still being very, very careful around here. I see some masks in the building and whatnot.
More people are wearing masks. Huh? The Delta variant is no joke. I hope we don't have to roll back certain things, but it's getting to a point now where they're finding a lot more people that are in the hospital right now are people that aren't vaccinated. The nation is only at 50%. It's nowhere near herd immunity.
Yeah.
Anybody who's talking about herd immunity, listen, you know why we got rid of polio and all of these other things that were affecting people in the 50s and 60s? Because they got vaccinated.
Yeah.
I get people have their personal views about it. They don't want the government telling them what to do and et cetera, but bottom line is, if you don't get vaccinated, in another month or two, when you see that everybody's wearing masks again and they're rolling back restrictions, I'm sorry, people, you only have yourself to blame. If you have an allergic reaction to the vaccine or something like that as a medical reason, I get it. But otherwise, the vaccine is safe. I think the mixed message that the CDC sent out initially, I think, has been a big problem for people believing things.
Yep.
But at this point, we're seeing the results. The people that are in the hospital are people that aren't vaccinated. Yeah, just dump the hairs on the floor. Why not? We got a crew. They come in. They'll vacuum. It's okay.
Danuta will take care of
that. Yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, a little skin bracer on your face. It's fine. You're good. You're ready to go. I mean,
I can't even. And you so no. This, by the way,
sorry.
By the way, I understand. I can't. I if you don't want the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. That's my attitude.
Then stay home. Then you're going to be subject to restrictions. Like these people are screaming. Apparently, they took a woman off a plane in New Orleans over the weekend. She was screaming for an hour. They had to delay the flight because she refused to wear a mask. Mm. She refused to exit the plane. They finally got her off the plane. She screamed for another 20 minutes in the jetway with cops.
Yeah.
They arrested her on five different things. Apparently, she resisted arrest, this, that, and the other thing. I have no sympathy for you people. It's a federal law that you have to wear a mask on a plane. If you don't want to wear a mask, guess what? You're not flying. That's it. Get in a car and drive.
Al has spoken. Al, give us a call, 877-970-2999. You're welcome to share the airwaves, because I understand not wearing a mask. I don't trust anybody in the government, anybody. I don't trust the CDC. I've lost all faith in the CDC, but I'm a hypochondriac, so I'm not the guy to ask. I wear a mask. I wear gloves. I will do what it takes, you know, to fight off any variant, whatever it is. So, give us a call and let us know what you're thinking. Al's got the headline news live and local right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:43. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. I say the time with a question mark because it's three different clocks, and I don't know none of them are right. So who knows? 42, 43, whatever. Anyway, here's what's going on. An investigation is underway in New York City following a bomb scare around the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan Saturday night. The Post reports portions of the site were evacuated after reports of multiple packages with possible explosives. A suspect was seen leaving the suspicious packages near the entrance to the underground. Is that your shoe? What is going on there? What is that? Wait, what is that?
It's Mother Cabrini.
Oh, it's Mother Cabrini.
She fell.
Right. Oh, she fell.
And,
right,
and now the base is off, and I need super glue immediately.
Oh, my
Did
God.
We get French toast? French Not toast is super glue.
All right.
French toast is super glue.
May I continue? Sorry, Mother Cabrini. Thank you. All right. A suspect was seen leaving the suspicious packages near the entrance to the underground transportation hub and shopping mall known as the Oculus. It's fantastic. She has no feet now. After a chase, the man was nabbed by Port Authority. Cops, bomb squad members of the NYPD converged near Liberty and Church Streets. The area was evacuated at around 7:30 p.m. The suspect, not immediately identified by the Post reports, he may have been emotionally disturbed, and the packages possibly included boxes of clothing. Five people dead following a head-on collision in Quogue. Suffolk County police say a Nissan Maxima traveling westbound on Montauk Highway veered into oncoming traffic and slammed into a Toyota Prius late Saturday night. The driver of the Toyota, 32-year-old Farhan Zahid, and passengers, 20-year-old Michael Farrell, 25-year-old James Farrell, and 25-year-old Ryan Kice, were pronounced dead at the scene. An additional passenger, 22-year-old Brianna Maggio, is in critical condition. The only occupant of the Nissan, 22-year-old Justin Mendez, pronounced dead at Southampton Hospital. Police say excessive speed may have been a contributing factor. In sports, Yankees blew a 4-0 lead, lost to the Red Sox 5-4. Bombers now 9 games behind the Red Sox. Mets got past the Blue Jays 5-4. The Amazons lead the NL East by 4 games over the Phillies. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening on the FDR Drive northbound. Still busy up through the 100s with an accident blocking one lane. Delays go back to the 60s. Over on Coney Island, Mermaid Avenue closed over in the 20s. It's all due to a serious fire there, so definitely watch for that. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on 21, heading southbound, getting into that merge with 280. 287 southbound at 440 in Edison. It's an accident investigation of a fatal motorcycle accident that happened earlier this morning, so definitely watch for that this morning as well. Traffic also slowing down on 59 at 9W in Nyack with a broken water main, and on the cross county eastbound at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester, it looks like a spin out there as well. 684 South Exit 2 in Purchase, accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
For many men, divorce brings a bewildering sense of loss. You feel adrift, isolated, like you're the only person in the world. But the good news is, you're not alone. Cordell & Cordell is here to help. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has been there to guide men through all aspects of divorce. And we'll be there for you.
Online at CordellCordell.com. Call 866-DADS-LAW. 100 Great Oaks Boulevard, Suite 110, Albany, New York, 12203.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Rhino Shield. I love telling you about Rhino Shield. See the good things you find out about the show? And Susan at Rhino Shield, by the way, she can give you an on-the-spot estimate. Boom! Just like that. Let me give you the number immediately for Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. I can't tell you what a nice gal, how much I respect Susan. She's an independent businesswoman. I love that. As a father of three beautiful daughters, grace of God, I look at Susan, how she works so hard. And she's the only female representative, by the way, for all of Rhino Shield around the country. And she comes out to the house. She will help you with a color. It's Rhino Shield sprayed on, bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. Adheres to any kind of surface. And the color, and if you're like me and you're a single guy, you know, single dad working your tail off doing the best you can, you don't know what color, you know, from color. My kids pick the color. But then I did the deck, and Susan goes, well, I think you need a butternut. Butternut, I think. That's the name? Yeah. And I go, what is that, Susan? She goes, no, it'll match the house, and it's perfect. And people look at my house now. Strangers who come and deliver stuff to my house. Wow, nice house. Thank you. They never said that before RhinoShield. I think you really increase your real estate value when you RhinoShield your home. And by the way, guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. I wish I could say that about myself. Call Susan at RhinoShield today for a free on-the-spot estimate, 877-744-6608. You go to RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Susan is currently offering you no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. RhinoShield, it's not paint.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio, let's go to Noel, kind enough to call this early in the morning. Good morning, Noel. Thank you for calling. What are you thinking about the vaccine?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
So essentially, the gentleman that was just speaking, I have to say I totally disagree with his message. And simple reason why is if he's not a doctor, then he shouldn't be using his platform on the airwaves to recommend medical advice to people. I mean, we've already gotten past the point of using these terms that the government has derived to establish why people are not getting the vaccine, like vaccine hesitancy. But we need to call out what it really is. People have some common sense. They don't want to start injecting foreign chemicals into their body. Mm-hmm. They don't want to force other people to do it. And they don't want to support the idea that, you know, people on the radio or people on TV are constantly pushing the same narrative and the same talking point that MSM is doing.
Yeah.
No, you know, when I look. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Noel, your point is well taken. And Al wasn't giving. I'm going to let Al speak for himself, as you could bet that he can. But Al wasn't giving medical advice. He was saying what he feels. But I agree with you, too. I say, look, if you don't want it, don't go near it. But I speak for myself personally. I'm a hypochondriac. I worry about everything, Noel. I'm one of those guys. Give me the shot. Give me the shot. How many shots can I take, for crying out loud? So, but your point is well taken. You're afraid. And let me go, before we go to Al and before we break, you're afraid to put that in your body because you don't trust what they're telling you. This vaccine is what it is, correct?
Now, absolutely, sir. And not only that, but we can read the data. I think with the proliferation of information with our society, it just takes a matter of minutes for you to go in and start doing your own due diligence and research and asking the real questions.
Yeah, no, great phone call. And thank you for listening, Noel. Appreciate it.
Can I, real quick, while we have him on the phone, I just want to ask you real quick.
How are you?
Good. Sure. Is there the reason why you're not getting the vaccine? Because you don't believe in the research. Is that what you're telling me?
I do not believe in the research that's being pushed.
Okay.
I do, however, believe that the research that's not being pushed is also just as credible.
Okay, but what I'm asking you is, the reason why is because I did do my due diligence and did do the research, and that's why I got the vaccine, because two of the vaccines that are out there, Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, don't actually, what they do is they tell your RNA in your body how to fight a specific microbe, which is the COVID-19, right? They're telling you what to do. They're telling your body what to do in order to beat it. It's kind of like a computer program that you put in that will fight a virus,
but
right?
Who's telling? I think Noel's saying, who's telling us, Al?
Well, the scientists.
Well,
and the fact that it was fast-tracked and all this other stuff, and I get that maybe you want to wait until the FDA says, you know, hey, this is good or it's not, and that's fine. That's your own personal opinion. I'm just saying that if you don't want to get the vaccine because you don't believe that it works, or you know, or some other reason, then I think you're wrong. If you don't want to get it because you don't like what you're seeing in front with the science or whatever, that's fine. That's your own personal opinion. But understand that you're probably going to have to mask up when you go to places, that you're probably going to be subject to certain restrictions.
Al, I hear you. And you're a real smart guy. But you see this back and forth that we're doing here?
Right.
Essentially, what you're doing is using your platform to tell me a message that you heard or learned from somewhere else, and that source is questionable. And so the people that are listening to our conversation are hearing you, and they're getting scared to death, and that we have to stop.
You know what? No, they shouldn't be. And to be honest with you, my honest opinion, if that's the way you're going to feel, then we're never going to get out of this. The bottom line is, people were dying from polio, people were dying from other diseases, and what happened? Jonas Salk comes up with the vaccine for polio, and his own son said it took years for people to believe that this vaccine was going to help them.
Yeah.
And what happened? We've eradicated polio. We've eradicated all these other diseases.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Noel, we still got Noel on the air?
No, he's off.
All right.
We have to.
All right. Hey, No, thank you for calling and understand. I tell you what, I have such a distrust of everything that the government, particularly this administration, I have such distrust of the CDC. I am the guy that, I'll tell you this as we break, I like Dr. Fauci. I'm the one guy that actually likes, and it's a Brooklyn thing, I guess. But anymore, I can't trust anyone. So what Noel's talking about, I understand completely. Am I going to get it? Yes. Do I think you should get it? Yeah, but we're not giving advice over the air. Just so you know, if I'm talking about everything, if I talk about what vitamins I take, the antioxidants I take, whatever it is, and Noel, your point is well taken. We got to be careful what we say, but just please remember, we should probably do a disclaimer. We're not giving any medical advice. Joe on the radio, Al on the radio, Joey Sebelius here, Kara's here. There's Debbie on the roads. Hold the phone calls. We'll go there ASAP. Hi, Deb. How we doing this morning?
Hi, Joe. Well, we've got a really bad motorcycle accident on 287 southbound by 440 in Edison. Three lanes blocked with an ongoing investigation. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel 5, Holland about 20 minutes getting into town. Mermaid Ave on Coney Island in the 20s. It's a fire. And the FDR Drive North in the 100s, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today. It'll be hot this afternoon, but with a little less humidity. The high near 90. And tonight will be clear, low 72 in Midtown, 60s in the suburbs. Mostly sunny, hot tomorrow, moderately humid, the high 90. For Wednesday, intervals of clouds and sun and not as hot. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in spots, especially in the afternoon, the high Wednesday, 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, this I know for me. Now, again, you got to be careful, not making a medical claim. Relief Factor works for me. You want to get out of pain? In my opinion, you got to go and get Relief Factor. You go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-500-8384. You can say goodbye to pain, hello to relief with Relief Factor, and you could do it today. And I tell you, I hemmed and I hawed, and I knew everybody at Relief Factor, chatted with the folks, got to know them. I heard so many people tell me how great Relief Factor is, and then I really didn't try it. I know that you're kind of in that boat. So what I would suggest to do what I did, I got the three-week quick start, and I just tried it. 5 days, it was the coolest thing. The knee pain that I had, remember I kept telling you about that. What's up with that? What was the knee pain? It just dissipated. It went away. And I didn't realize it until, and I used the term, I bounded up the stairs. I did. You skipped the stairs and you ran up the stairs, running around trying to get out of the house, whatever it is. Not only did I bound up the stairs, I bound up with a reckless abandon. How about that? I did. And I attribute that to Relief Factor. So you want to give it a try? Please. $19.95. It's 3 week quick start. You go to ReliefFactor.com. It's only $19.95. Or call, please. 800-500-8384. Hey, right off the top of the hour, Janice Dean is kind enough to join us. Fox News Channel senior meteorologist, great gal. What's going on with the DOJ dropped this investigation into Governor Cuomo over the nursing home deaths during this COVID-19 pandemic? What's that all about? Do you think that's political? You do not want to miss Janice Dean live on the radio coming up right after the news. Hold the phone calls. We will go there. I promise. 877-970-2999. Dr. Darren Porcher on the show. Andrew McCarthy on the show. Russ Salzberg, Tom Holman, Joe Borelli. It's Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. News. Opinion.